Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to Quiet Time Coaching. What do you do when you go out to pray and you feel a bit flat? That's what we're going to talk about today, because that's how I felt 2 days ago. I'm out for my prayer walk this morning in the sunshine of the fields of Croxley Green, and I'm not feeling flat today. But contrast this with 2 days ago. I went out to pray on, when was that? Wednesday morning this week. And I was glad to be out and have the opportunity to walk and pray, but there's something just a bit flat there. And I couldn't put my finger on it, and I was rather frustrated. I just didn't feel like praying. I didn't feel like God was present. And I know not everything's about feelings. And we all know that. And God's presence and love for us doesn't depend on how we are feeling. But it was just a reality. And I struggled. I tried to pray a bit and talked to God and thanked him for the previous day and the opportunities that the day ahead had for me. But I kept stopping because it just didn't feel real. It didn't feel like it was coming from my heart. And so, what do we do when we get to that point? And I'll share with you what I did, but I'd love to know what you do when you feel a bit flat, because I'm sure there isn't only one answer to this. And I doubt I'm the only person who's ever felt that kind of flatness, dryness, dullness, perhaps. Because I'd searched my heart and couldn't think of any specific reason for it. But anyway, here's what happened. So, first of all, I decided just to talk about that with God. And so I talked to my Father, and I said, Father, I don't know why, but I'm feeling flat. I'm feeling not like I'm not connected with you. I'm not feeling the kind of sensing, the kind of desire to be close to you, to speak to you, be connected to you that I would like and I've often enjoyed. So I spoke about it with God. I asked him to reveal anything that I needed to be aware of, perhaps in my own heart, any sin, any resentment toward him about anything, anything that would be helpful. And I prayed about that for a little while, not long probably, just 2 or 3 minutes perhaps. And then I paused and waited. And then it came to me, not exactly a voice, but some kind of prompting in my mind said, why not sing? Why not sing? And so I sang. I was in Cassiabury Park in Watford at the time. It was early in the morning. It was actually really early. I don't know why I got up particularly early that day, so it was in Harrock Woods, I think it is. So it was probably, it was before six. So it was nice and quiet. It was light, not bright light, but it was light, and no one was around. I thought, yeah, I will sing. So I started to sing one of my favorites that I sing quite often in my times with God when I think to sing. And that's When I Survey. There's something about reconnecting with the cross that certainly seems to stimulate my heart and mind, my spirit, to want a better connection with God and to connect with him. So I sang When I Survey the Wondrous Cross. I sang it to the tune I knew growing up rather than the tune we sing in my church these days. It's the tune, I forget what it's called, maybe Guillaume or something. It's the one that goes, when I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of glory died. My richest gain I count but loss and poor contempt on all my pride. Forbid it, Lord, that I should boast, save in the death of Christ my Lord, or the vain things that charm me most. I sacrifice them to his blood. See, from his head, his hands, his feet, sorrow and love flows mingled down. Did e'er such love and sorrow meet, or thorns compose so rich a crown? Were the whole realm of nature mine, that were an offering far too small, love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all. That's what I sang. Gosh, just singing it again now refreshes my spirit. And I sang that, and then I sang a couple of others, O Sacred Head, and a third song, which I forget now. And by the time I'd done that, I thought, okay, I don't feel flat anymore. I've got my eyes on the cross, on Jesus, on his love for me, what he's done for me. I don't feel flat. I had a really good time of prayer following on from that. And I just wonder, what do you do? What do you do when things get a bit flat? Singing definitely helps me. And I think part of the reason is this. So let me suggest a couple of things. I think it's partly because when I sing a song I know, and I know by heart, it's drawing something deep out of me. Because if I've learned it by heart, if I know the words, it means something's penetrated a little bit more deeply and perhaps even more permanently into my thinking, into my attitudes, into the way I view myself, God, and the world. I was listening to someone on a podcast yesterday talk about the value of memorizing poetry in a secular context and how we resent it as children. It's often told us at school we should memorize poems. But there's value in it because when you memorize it, it sinks in. It becomes something part of you. And when you speak it out loud, that was his point, that you memorize it not for the sake of memorizing, but to speak it out loud. And when you do, you inhabit a different world, a different way of thinking, a different perspective, and have a different point of view. And that helps you to grow and mature as a person. And memorizing scripture is one way of doing that. But memorizing good hymns with good, solid theology and good expressions of truth based upon scripture is not a great way to do it, because it's easier to remember words set to music than it is words on their own. Whether your genre is classical music, or in Christian terms perhaps more contemporary Christian music, or other genres quite different like rock or hip-hop. And thus perhaps that's one of the reasons why it's good to draw out of our memory banks hymns, Christian songs that we can sing. And I'm glad that I know some. I mean, there are some hymns I know parts of, and a verse here and a verse there, and others I know all of. But I'm glad I know some. Now, my question is what do you do when you feel a bit flat? And what do you think about this idea of memorizing songs to use in our times of quiet with God? Jesus was a singer, wasn't he? You may say, I'm not a singer. No, no, no. Jesus was a singer. He sang with his disciples just before they went out to Gethsemane. When they sang together, I doubt they had songbooks. What about Paul and Silas in prison in Philippians, in Philippi in Acts 16? Paul and Silas, they sang in their prison cell. Again, I doubt they had songbooks. And of course, we know that David and, well, the psalmists talk a lot about us singing to the Lord, and some of that's corporate, group, collective singing, but some of it's very, I sing, not we sing, but I sing. So I love singing with my friends at church. I love that corporate singing. I derive so much joy and meaning from it. But there's a place for personal singing. And for those of us who don't consider ourselves singers, how about incorporating a song or two in at least some of your times of quiet with God? And if you don't know any hymns, how about singing them perhaps with the words, and then put the words in your pocket and try to sing them without? Indeed, I suspect that if you try and sing a familiar hymn, one you've sung many times, perhaps at church services, I think you'll find you know more of the words than you think you do. So how about giving that a go? So today's Quiet Time Coaching podcast isn't really about the music as such. It's more about what we do when we feel a bit flat. And I would suggest, first of all, we need to talk about it with God, and secondly, do something like recite some scripture or sing a hymn. But I'm particularly interested, of course, in the value of singing as part of the way that we deal with that challenge. So again, finally, my questions are, what do you do when you are feeling flat that's helpful? And secondly, what do you think about the idea of using songs more in your times of quiet with God and memorizing those hymns that are most meaningful to you? Love to know what you think. Well, thanks for being with me today. It's a glorious sunny day here in Croxley Green as I continue my prayer walk. I hope that you have a wonderful time of quiet with God today, that you find that time refreshing and helpful, meaningful, strengthening and maturing. Please leave a comment anywhere you hear this recording, and leave it in public. Type it out so that others can see it, because we learn best when we learn in community. I learn a lot from the comments people leave. So please do leave a comment, even a short one, even a few words. If you know anybody, a friend of yours, who might enjoy this, might find it useful, pass it on, post it. If you've got a Facebook page for your church, your group, why not post a link on there or something like that so more people can hear about it? And leave us a review. Reviews are really helpful. Not to stoke my ego. God will deal with that if that's a problem. But the reason being that search engines will pick it up more, and we'll make these recordings more prominent in searches based on things like reviews. So if you could leave even one sentence review in iTunes or from wherever you get your podcasts these days, that'd be really helpful and much appreciated. Well, hope you have a wonderful day. Hope you have a lovely day with God, enjoying your day with our Father in heaven, who loves us so much. Until the next time, take care and God bless.